everyone. Happy Friday. I hope you all enjoyed the day off on Wednesday, honoring our veterans. To those of you who are joining our class next week, we're really excited to have you, and we can't wait to meet you and put faces to your names. And I will be sending out these videos and emails each Friday. I try to send them in the morning, but sometimes they come after school on Fridays. So parents, feel free to watch the videos with your child each week. You can just read over the email. They always the email actually has the link. And then there's also a podcast where you could listen to the announcements in the car if that's easier. So there are lots of ways to get the information this year, and I hope that that helps. If you have any questions before coming back next week, please do let me know. For those of you that are in our class, and if you might, or if you haven't heard, we have a couple of new students joining us next week from one of the other academic models. So we're excited that they're making the transition back to full-time in-person school. And it's a perfect time because next Monday is the first day of trimester two. So I will go ahead and get started with our updates. Grades will be available on Parent Portal on Friday, November 20th after school, but they have been available this whole time. We will be starting a new unit in Reader's Workshop next week. We'll go back to fiction, and we're going to be focusing on interpretation of fiction books. So kids can be reading any fiction book, historical fiction, realistic fiction, fantasy, dystopian fiction, and we'll start with our own books, but we are going to quickly move toward reading books in book clubs. I have some books available with multiple copies for book clubs, but I'll talk to the students and also send more information home with recommendations on if you are interested in purchasing books or getting books from the public library that you might not have or that I might not have in the classroom. So I will look, I will send that information out soon. In writing, we're also going to start our new unit. We've actually finished all three writing genres, our introductory units to all of them. And so we'll come back to narrative with a focus on narrative craft. Writers will focus on strategies for generating personal narratives, and they'll also focus on techniques for lifting the level of narrative writing. So our last narrative unit was an intro unit. This next one will really kind of beef up their writing, and we'll focus on the craft of writing by actually studying other writers. In math, fifth graders will continue to work in our new math curriculum, which I have been loving. I know it's a different way of thinking about things, but I've seen such growth already in the ways that fifth graders are understanding math, and I'm just really excited about their growth as mathematicians. We will review on Monday our work from lessons 1 through 8, and they'll have a quiz on that on Tuesday. After that, we'll continue that unit, but we'll start to focus on decimal operations, now that we have a better understanding of decimal place value. Sixth graders will start a unit on unit rates and percentages, building on their ratios unit that we just finished last week. There's a quick rundown in the link to our updates and announcements page for families so that you can kind of get a preview of what we'll be studying. Next week, we'll kind of anchor our thoughts and ideas about measurement and use our knowledge of ratio problems to convert measurements. In history, fifth graders will start to learn their next 10 states and capitals. They'll begin their next chapter studying the American Revolution. In sixth grade, we will finish up our study of ancient Egypt with some fun hands-on projects to celebrate all that they've learned, and then we'll move on to our next unit. In science, both grades will work with their respective science lab teachers, and as a reminder, the sixth grade science lab teacher had an early retirement, so we are excited to welcome Miss Stevens to Science Lab next week. The students already got to meet her in Science Lab this week, so it won't be a she won't be a stranger, and they'll be ready to go for the new trimester. I hope you all have a lovely weekend, and you know where to find me if you have any questions. Thank you.